Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we're going to feature all number one songs either on the U.S. Billboard charts or the U.S. Rhythm and Blues charts. We're going to start from 1964 and have one number one song each year through 1979. This half hour, we'll hear from Mary Wells, The Supremes, Stevie Wonder, Martha and the Vandellas, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, The Temptations, The Four Tops, The Undisputed Truth, and Michael Jackson. That's all coming up this half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
Tom Fowler.
1965.
You walk down the street.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
1966. Because my heart is true, she said, baby, everything is alright.
Motown Memory from Stevie Wonder, Uptight, Everything's Alright. They reached number one on the Rhythm Blues charts from 1966. Before that, the Supremes were the number one on the U.S. Billboard charts, Stop in the Name of Love. And we started with My Guy, Mary Wells' signature tune, and number one U.S. Billboard chart hit from 1964. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during this hour, we're featuring all number one songs, one per year, from 1964 through 1979. Well, coming up, a number one song on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1967, Martha and the Vandellas and Jimmy Mack. Well, this great song was written and produced by the great writing team of Holland, Dozier, and Holland. Well, Lamont Dozier, remember, is the inspiration for Jimmy Mack. It hit him at a BWI Songwriting Awards dinner in New York in 1963. Ronnie Mack, who wrote the hit He's So Fine for the Chiffons, had died of Hodgkin's disease soon after his song's success. Mack's mother came to the dinner to pick up a posthumous award. Lamont recalled that it was so sad. His mother said he had been working hard, and now people will never get a chance to hear him again because he's gone, and he had so much to offer. Well, Lamont further recalled, I was so touched by it. When I got home, I started thinking about it, noodling at the piano, and Jimmy Mack, when are you coming back, just sort of spilled out. Well, here is Martha and the Vandellas with Jimmy Mack, right here on Motown Memories.
1967,
number one. Thank you.
Yahoo.com. That's Motown Memories at Yahoo.com.
1968.
Some frightening news. on the radio about little boys running away from home and the parents don't see them no more.
You want us to hit the road of home,
but your mama told you never trust a stranger and you don't know which way to go. Not a sound, not sign of life. Oh, how you long to hear your mother's voice, 'cause you're lost and alone. But remember you made the choice. Oh, run away, child, running wild. You better go back home where you belong. Hey, hey, hey. Run away, child, running wild. You better go back home where you belong. You're lost in this great big city.
Go back home, where you belong.
Not one familiar face, ain't it a pity?
Go back home, where you belong.
Oh, runaway child, running wild. You better go back home, where you belong. Oh, yeah. Mama, 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 please.
The Temptations with the number one song in the rhythm and blues charts from 1969, Runaway Child Running Wild. Before that, the great team of Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing, number one in the rhythm and blues charts from 1968. And we started with Jimmy Mack, Martha and the Vandellas, number one on the rhythm and blues charts from 1967. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we're counting down number one songs. We started with 1964, and now we're up to 1970. Well, coming up, a number one song in the U.S. Billboard charts from the Four Tops, It's All in the Game. Well, It's All in the Game was produced by Frank Wilson, and he was the first one to record a Four Tops hit song since the great writing team of Holland, Dozier, and Holland left the Motown label the year before. Well, It's All in the Game was the first major Four Tops hit that didn't feature Levi Stubbs' roaring all the way through the song. He didn't even take over the song till halfway in, immediately jacking the energy level when he does. Well, the song was first recorded by Tommy Edwards, and it went to number one in 1958. Well, it's interesting to note, this song is the only chart topper that was co-written by a U.S. vice president by the name of Charles Dawes, D-A-W-E-S, who served under Calvin Coolidge, and who conceived the melody as Melody in a Major in 1912. Well, Frank Wilson, the producer of the song, further recalled that, quote, "This was one of my favorite songs growing up as a kid. Our desire was to capture that melody and maybe just add a little bit more flavor to it." Well, here is It's All in the Game, the Four Tops, right here on Motown Memories.
1970,
number one.
Things your heart can rise, rise above.
Oh, once in a while he won't go, but it's all in the game. Soon he'll be there at your side.
He'll kill.
plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memory.
1971.
Of the evil that lurks within. Smiling faces, sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces tell lies, and I got proof.
Rock it, 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 r
Michael Jackson with a great song, originally recorded by Bobby Day in 1958. Bobby's version went to number 2. This song version by Michael Jackson went to number 1 on the rhythm and blues charts from 1972. Before that, The Undisputed Truth, number 1 on the rhythm and blues charts from 1971, Smiling Faces Sometimes. And we started with The Four Tops, It's All in the Game, number 1 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1970. Well, that brings this half hour of Motown Memories to a close. We featured number 1 songs from 1964 through 1972. Well, coming up after the break, we kick it off with the number 1 song from 1973, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.